So our 32-year-old couple who are making 180 grand a year before taxes have a duplex in Texas, and they spent about 80 grand out of their 100,000. They kept 20,000 back for cash reserves, and I asked them if they would please build that up to about 45,000 over 6 months, and they could do that because they save about 4 grand a month. When they did that, they immediately started an EIUL with the specialist in that discipline, David Schaefer, and they're putting $1,000 a month. Now, they'll do that for at least 20 years till they're 52, maybe till they're 59 and a half, probably no later than 62. And they're going to end up, depending on how long they go, 20 to 30 years is a big difference. But they'll end up somewhere between $4,000 and $9,000 a month tax-free for virtually the rest of their lives once they start. So what's next? Well, remember, they have $50,000 in a retirement plan. Now, I initially said it was a Roth IRA. Many people don't have Roths. They have a normal IRA. Maybe they have a solo 401k because one of them is already a small business. We'll deal with that later. I said there it's a Roth IRA, so let's do it this way. They take $50,000, and let's be conservative and say they buy an $85,000 note in first position. Now, when they did that, they made a profit right away. They bought into it because the ultimate payoff of that note, $85,000, they only have $50,000 in it. So what's happening now is they're making, give or take, $500 to $700 a month. Now they're going to pay taxes on that. Let's say for the sake of discussion, they were doing around $6,500 a year. Let's say now that's give or take about $4,500 a year. $4,000. They're going to take that $4,000, and now we get into the synergistic blending of strategies. And that's what's really going to help them down the road. So now our couple has invested in a small duplex, an EIUL, and some discounted notes, or maybe just one to start with. They had $50,000. What do they do with those things? How can we use what I call synergism with the strategies? And I call it strategic synergism, to enhance either the growth or speed up the time in which they can reap the rewards of all these investments. Well, first of all, one of the strategies that we're going to blend with another is the buy and hold strategy using prudent leverage of 25% down with a fixed rate. Remember, they paid about 5% for their loan, with the strategy of buying a note. Now, we can't really take the income from the note because we're going to let them keep doing it and keep doing it inside their Roth. So what can they do with notes outside? Well, here's their choices. We're going to take another $1,500 out of the $3,000 they have left their saving. So they're still saving $1,500 every single month. They're going to add to their $45,000 cash reserves. $1,500 every month is going to be added to the cash flow each month on their duplex and is going to be used to pay off that loan way sooner than just 30 years. Now, that cash flow is going to ebb and flow, but that $1,500 a month is not. And probably what's going to happen is they're going to pay off that loan, give or take, 8 to 12 years. Now let's say it's 12. They're 44 years old now. They own a property that's give or take worth $280,000 to $300,000. What do? I don't know any more than you do. What's the market? What's the economy? Are we at 5% interest or are we at 9% interest? Are we at 16% interest like we were in the early 80s? What's the real estate market itself? does it make sense to stay in Texas where they bought? Or does it make far more sense to go to another state? I don't know. Nobody does. But we're going to make that decision. And because that property is free and clear, they have a lot more options. What if the interest rate is 7? And they say, you know what? We can go to our local lender and we can borrow $200,000 virtually with a phone call. That's tax-free money by IRS definition. We're going to take that $200,000 and he's going to spend 80 to 100 of it, they are, and buy another duplex. At what price? Who knows? It's 12 years down the road. Maybe it was 5, we don't know. But we're going to take the long look at it, slow but sure. So now they own 2 duplexes, and they have $100,000 to $120,000 left. Now for their personal account, they're going to buy $160,000 to $200,000 of notes. Now they can spend the after-tax amount left every month from the note payments, and you pay ordinary income tax on that interest. And they're going to apply that in addition to their $1,500 from their household budget, in addition to 2 duplexes worth of cash flow to just 1 duplex's loan. And they're not going to pay it off in 8 to 12 years. They're going to pay it off in 6 to 8 years. They're still probably going to be 50 years old or younger when it's done. If they want to, what may happen is if one of the notes they buy with that 100, 120 pays off, what will they do? Well, they'll pay capital gains on that, which is far less than income tax rates. What they may do is pay off the other loan. They may end up with 2 duplexes free and clear. We don't know what they're going to do, but they're going to have the options. That's the key. Remember, the guy with the most options wins. So here's what happens next.